No, Black Trade Unionist. You just heard the second Mondays is Anne McDonald. You just heard a program by her, Stephanie Patricio on third Mondays. Fourth Mondays is Jamie Partridge, who brings you lots of information about the Postal Service and the union information. And the fifth Mondays are Michael Morrow and Lane Ponce. Just wonderful programming that you're not going to really hear
You're not going to hear it anywhere.
And these are information, this is information that is local and important to your daily life. And as you heard them speaking tonight, they were connecting the local activities with national and global issues. So call right now. We need you to support.
877-500-5266.
Yes, please keep us dependent. Keep Labor Radio on the air. We love our grassroots supporters. We would love you to call right now, 877-500-5266.
And again, if you can, you know, if you can give $10 a month, that's a pretty normal amount for people to give. If you can only make a one-time pledge, then do that. You know, maybe give $25.
Yeah.
But if you can afford to give once a month through electronic debit, that's really the best way to give to KBOO. It's easy. It just comes out of your bank account every month. You don't have to think about it. You know that you're helping out KBOO and you're helping the community. And if you just give us a call right now, we have some great people down here who will help you make that pledge.
And they can go to kboo.fm and click on the tip jar or give and make your donation that way too.
Great.
Come down, check us out at KBOO, and come and see where your money is being spent. We spend the money wisely. We have a handful of paid staff here with, how many volunteers do we have now?
Over 400.
400 volunteers that keep this radio station moving along, happening.
And speaking of moving along, we need to move on to our show, Karen, the show that we're both members of.
Yes.
That's Prison Pipeline.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor a speech by author David Billings on Tuesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at the St. Andrews Community Center in Portland. David Billings is a nationally known anti-racist historian, organizer, and United Methodist minister, and will speak about his new book, Deep Denial: The Persistence of White Supremacy in U.S. History and Life. Again, that's author David Billings on Tuesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at the St. Andrews Community Center, 806 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Good evening. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. I'm Amy Johnson, here with
Doug McVeigh
and
Adam Carpinelli. How you doing?
Tonight we're having a Valentine's Day special, reading messages written to and by people who are incarcerated. Later tonight we'll be speaking to somebody who spent many Valentine's days behind bars. We hope that tonight's that tonight KBOO's airwaves will connect people who are separated for Valentine's Day and other special days through messages of love. That's why we invited listeners to send us their Valentine's messages. Thank you to everyone who wrote in. And let's get this party started, Doug.
Right. Well, first, this is from Ashley Zarco to her husband, Jamie, at EOCI. I just want you to know I love you, babe, so much, and we got this. So happy to have you in my life. Baby, I love you, and I miss you, and happy Valentine's Day. You're my everything. Love, your wife, Ashley Zarco.
All right. This is another person by the name of Ashley, but different person. And we believe we got to speak with her during last year's Valentine's Day show. And this is to her fiancé, Zach. To my fiancé, Zach, we're 8 years strong and one day closer to homecoming. I love you more every day. Love, Ashley.
This message is for Michael Sly from Brandy. Michael Sly, I'm so happy that you're my Valentine this year and for always. I love you with all my heart. I love you always. Love, Brandy.
This message is from Stephanie to her husband, Ryan. Just want to send a message to Ryan Getz, my husband and the father of my children, who's in the state pen on this Valentine's Day. Thick or thin, I love you, baby. Your writer and wifey for life. Tweets.
This message is for Aaron from Denise. It says, Aaron, I can't wait to pick you up where we left off. I love you. Love, Denise.
All right, and this is the last one we got, and this one actually came in for a holiday show at the end of last year, but we didn't end up doing that show, so hopefully these folks ended up listening in tonight. This message is to Jamie Henderson at OSP from Amy Henderson. My fiancé is the kindest man in the world, and he needs to hear how much I love him this holiday season. I would like to send a message to my fiancé, Jamie Henderson, at OSP. Thank you for helping me through my rough time and loving me unconditionally. I love you, baby. Love your wife, Amy Henderson. All right.
All right. I have a Valentine's I wanted to share it too.
Oh yeah.
Good. Yeah. It's for KBOO. Just want to say love the station. You know, I won't get too into poetry here. I'll spare you of that. So.
Yeah, and it is our winter membership drive, so if you're listening and you love KBOO, I'll just give you, before we get into the rest of our show, the telephone number that you can call to make a donation while we're talking, and also the website. So if you want to send in a donation, the telephone number is 877-500-5266, and you can also donate online at our website, which is kboo.fm. And so we've got a special guest who's queued up to speak to. So actually, this is my brother, and he was recently released from prison in October. So we're hoping to be able to get him on the phone and talk to him about what his plans are for his first Valentine's Day out. And it's been about 8 years since he's been out for Valentine's Day, so just think we'll have him on in a minute or two. Okay, yeah, so word is we're trying to get that line fixed again, and so we're just gonna chat amongst ourselves for a little bit. So what are your thoughts about Valentine's Day, prison, Doug McVeigh?
It's always so tough at the holidays, at any time during the year, any of the holidays. But the you know, we may, as much as we may like to, you know, dismiss the artificial sentimentality of a holiday created to push cards and gifts, if there's one thing that a person will learn through life, if you ever have a partner, it's that Valentine's Day really is not a day to forget. And it's a day to remember people, too. People who've been special and people who have a, you know, special meaning. Just because someone ends up being locked away doesn't mean that they don't have people who care for them and love them deeply out here on the outside. And, yeah, just because a person has been found guilty of something doesn't mean that they necessarily even did that thing, let alone anything else about them. Making people aware of how awful the situation is, that's part of the remit of a thing like Prison Pipeline. But being there for the people, to let them know that they're still loved and cared about, that's real important.
Yeah, thank you. That's perfect intro, Doug. And I just saw that the other Doug, my brother, is ready to get on the air with us. So Danielle, could you bring him on? Okay. Is that
working now?
Yeah, okay. There you are. Now we can hear you. First off, thank you for coming on Prison Pipeline with us.
Oh, no big deal. I mean, shoot. You asked me to do it. I figure I ain't got nothing better to do.
Yeah. So what are your Valentine's plans for your first time out?
I wish they were better, but I'm honestly going to do some CPR training for one of my classes at school, and then later on I have Krav Maga and Jiu-Jitsu or something like that to do, get some exercise and keep in shape, and I might be talking to somebody about insurance. It should be a lot of fun. That's the date I got planned.
Nice. Yeah, sounds like a, you know, a big Valentine's Day. What's it been like transitioning into dating after being, I don't know, I guess most of your young adult life where people bop around from like partner to partner when you're on the outside? I mean, you were in prison during that time, so I don't know if it was maybe you're nervous about starting dating when you got out, and how's that been?
Definitely, it's been a little bit weird. I was on a couple of dates, I guess, and even though I kind of have somebody right now, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's been interesting and fun so far.
Nice.
Doug, this is Adam, Prison Pipeline here. How you doing?
Good.
Right on. Hey, kind of on that same note, did you have correspondence with folks on the outside generally when you were in? So, I mean, not just talking about relationships per se, but what did that look like, and how has that kind of maybe fleshed out since?
Oh, well, I mean, the main people I was in contact with were probably the mom, dad, and I had an aunt and uncle mm-hmm. that were in contact pretty good, and cousins who would send cards on the holidays and stuff like that, which was always nice.
Cool.
And, I mean, you're able to talk a lot more now, and it's easier with phones, but, I mean, sometimes you end up being in contact less just because it's so easy, maybe. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right. Well, we're kind of in the day and age, you know, where people aren't writing letters so much. So I would imagine that might be a challenge, or can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it doesn't take long to sit down at the computer and type something up and print it out, but it actually taking the time and effort to do that is a, I don't know, bigger deal than I think it should be. Like, I've tried to, I don't know, send well wishes to a couple of my buddies who I remembered decently to give them a heads up, or, I don't know, well wishes and whatnot, because I know what it's like, and I thought I would do it more often, and I just be busy with everything else in life that doesn't necessarily come up, and I guess I understand it a little more now how so much time could pass in between correspondence sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's easy. Hi, Doug. I'm Doug.
Our Doug.
Yeah. Good to meet you. I'm glad you're out. So, yeah, just the whole experience of going out to a restaurant has got to be kind of a trip.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, that was a little weird at first, but honestly, it's more of all the technology that's gotten like ridiculous. which I guess can help, but can kind of hurt too. Like, I don't know, I think the iPhone had maybe come out, maybe a second iPhone, but now that's like every single phone is like that, as opposed to like one or two, like kickers or whatever flip phone stuff they had back then.
Yeah, I remember the first day you got out, you were telling me how you were trying to write a message to Dad, and you were trying to write no or something like that, and all you got was like M space O dot, because like when you went in there, it was a flip phone, and now you're typing on a screen, and those buttons are really small, and yeah.
Oh yeah, when I spent like 5 minutes trying to figure out how to text somebody, and finally Mom was like, oh yeah, no, I just pressed a couple buttons and I got him on the phone to talk to him. It's easier anyway. I was like, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
You've just been experiencing the phenomenon of people being together, going out, and they're all looking at their cell phones and talking with. Lord, it's like, I just wonder if people sometimes do message each other across a table when they're in the, when they're sitting there staring at their cells.
They do.
Unfortunately, yeah. It definitely was weird a couple times when I'd go out and meet people, and half the time they would just be sitting there looking on their phone. I'd be like, people don't just talk anymore, and they'd laugh and show each other something. I'm like, okay, I thought that's more for like killing time when you're not hanging out with people or whatever.
So, Doug, are you you still kind of in touch with anybody inside? You know, we are doing. I know it's Valentine's, okay, but as far as just, you know, is there anybody you want to maybe give a shout out to? That's I know you were in upstate, right? Upstate New York.
Yeah.
So, is there people that you're still kind of in touch with and stuff? Are there the people you'd want to give a shout out to if you could on the radio or?
Not that I really remember their real names that they'd end up hearing.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
There was one guy who I was trying to find out what his actual name was and didn't have any luck with it, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Right.
That's how it goes sometimes, not really planning ahead, I guess.
Right. Well, it's kind of like relationships are different in the inside, it sounds like.
Exactly. Figuring, I'm not going to deal with that when I get out. I don't know if I can get in trouble for contacting people or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Doug, on Prison Pipeline, we talk about a lot of different issues related to mass incarceration and prison industrial complex. And one of them is that issue really of reentry and talking about the rights of people who have been formerly incarcerated. And, you know, a few things have happened nationally over the years, such as the Ban the Box type campaigns. I don't know how familiar you are with that or not, but, you know, trying to find these different ways we can help to, in a sense, I mean, you know, some people have a long-term goal of, you know, really having alternatives to prison. But for now, talking about how we can kind of change things, at least have better conditions and inside and things like that. So Ban the Box would be one of them, and in your experience getting out and looking for work or school or things like that, what might be some things that you've come across that might have been some barriers, and what your thoughts are on maybe how things kind of need to change in that sense to make it easier for people transitioning back inside, back on the outside, excuse me?
Well, I mean, sure, some of the barriers other than general prejudices, I guess, that mm-hmm. people just automatically seem to have when they hear the word prison or felony or something like that. Well, they'll just, I don't know, I think I had a couple of job interviews that just completely shut down when that came up, and that's kind of a pain, because it's like, oh, they didn't even ask how long ago it was or what happened for mm-hmm. the most part, and they'll just kind of go from, oh, yeah, yeah, to, oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll just be people's prejudice in the first place. You can't really do anything about that. I mean, where I was at, there were plenty of programs, but I don't know how effective they are, how real world some of the applications are. Like, I was in a welding program where, sure, we put two pieces of metal together a million ways, but I don't think we actually did much of the real fabrication or metal shop type work to get real, like, apprenticeship type experience that they could actually use on the outside. Instead, they say, oh, yeah, well, here's a certificate that says you know how to do this stuff, but you can't actually get a job with it. Maybe you'll have an easy time if you go back to school for it now because you have a little bit of experience, but nothing real.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that, so maybe on the other hand, have you had any examples where you've kind of connected with people, either, you know, randomly or in the community since you've been out, that have had similar experiences where you've kind of connected on things like that, where maybe you didn't feel, you know, as much of a discrimination, where you felt like you were coming across with some people who actually understood your experience or at least had some empathy around that?
Oh, yeah. I've met a couple people who had empathy, and, well, one person who, like, had a similar experience is the one who told me, oh, yeah, don't go telling anybody that you're in jail because they'll automatically start, like, putting you in a box or whatever, judging you and all this stuff. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, this is a Bible Belt. And I'm like,
right.
Isn't the Bible all about love your neighbor and good intentions to people and everything? And he's like, no, it's all about judgment. Oh, okay, that's a different Bible than I remember growing up with. Not that I paid that good attention, but...
Yeah.
I kind of remember all that CCD churchy stuff. I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense to me.
There's a lot of people leave out the forgiveness and redemption part. They just focus on that that other bit. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's something else. I thought that was like the whole, you know, Jesus was, you know, the star of the Bible and did all that good stuff and helping people and blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess that doesn't matter, though.
It's a complicated thing, this Christianity and how it's showing up in the world today, at least in my opinion. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I actually saw a really funny post earlier that was something like, what's it? Oh, you should, oh, I forget exactly what it was, but it was a bunch of different, like, Bible verses and how, like, they're trying to do all the opposite by cutting Planned Parenthood and trying to reinstate the death penalty and doing all this ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
Like, wow, yeah, hypocrisy in full effect.
I guess one quick question, Guy. I think we're probably going to be needing to wrap up, unfortunately, just because we've got the membership drive today. So, what advice would you give if there's somebody who's listening that's going to be getting out soon from prison? What advice might you give to them now that you're, I guess, is it close? It's like about 6 months that you've been out. What advice would you give?
Probably be patient. It'll be a bit weird at first, and I don't know, everything's not going to go smoothly. You might have to fight and claw a bit, but, like, don't just give up and go back to old behaviors. Like, I've heard of way too many people I know doing and getting rearrested that it's not worth it. Just put in the time and effort and get a, I don't know, legit life going or whatever they would call it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad that you... Sorry.
Oh, it won't be easy, but more fulfilling overall or more worthwhile.
Yeah. And it sounds like, well, I mean, definitely that's what you've been working on, going back to school, and I'm really glad that you're really, you know, it like you said, it's challenging for you, but I'm glad that things are heading in a positive direction for you this time that you're out. Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll probably leave it there unless the other Doug has.
Thanks for being on the show.
I just glad you're out. I'm glad things are going well. I was going to ask you what you thought of social media, but that's just getting silly now. That's it.
Yeah, well, it's good or bad, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's helped me meet new people in the area somewhat before I was at school and whatnot. And on the other hand, there's a whole bunch of ridiculousness. So goes both ways, good and bad, I guess.
Indeed. Like so many things.
Yeah. Definitely depends how you use it. And, yeah, I... So sorry, I didn't have any better plans for Valentine's Day, but the girl I'm kind of seeing is busy working, so wouldn't end up working out too well because she's half an hour drive away or something.
Well, hey, you're early for next year. We'll get you on next year, and then we'll get the report. You know, we'll get the update.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool.
Sounds good.
That's a good plan. Right on. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Likewise. Well, this is Prison Pipeline sending you our love, whether you celebrate the holiday or not. You got to take it or leave it, but we are sending our love on today.
Yeah.
Well, the holiday is tomorrow, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole week.
Yep.
And you have, of course, been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Radio, Portland, 90.7 FM. You can listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. You should like the Prison Pipeline page on Facebook. We want to thank everyone who wrote in, and especially thank our guest, Doug. Thanks also to our engineer, Danielle Parks, and to all the others here at KBOO. Remember, it's a pledge drive, so if you're not already a member, join. If you are a member, thank you. Think about increasing your donation. And I'm Doug McVeigh.
Yeah, and I think we're going to hear now from Karen and Emma. Thanks for tuning in.
Free them all.
And yes, you just heard from Amy, Doug, and Adam, three hosts of Prison Pipeline, and I'm here at Pledge Central. I'm Karen, and I'm here with Emma, and we are two other hosts from Prison Pipeline. And Prison Pipeline comes to you every Monday night, and we connect with the community inside. And you just heard from Doug, who was recently released from a New York State prison, and talking about some of the issues that we discuss on Prison Pipeline every Monday night, the issues of reentry, how difficult it is. 95% or more of the people incarcerated come out of prison and come back to your communities at some point or another. And we bring you this news. We bring you the human face of what's happening in our world, a connection to these grassroots issues that, you know, you can be living right next to someone that has been in prison and not even know about it. And it's so important to understand the issues facing our prison system, incarceration, and the criminal justice system. And to continue these programs, we're all hosts here tonight, five of us from Prison Pipeline, we're all volunteers. And please bring this important information, continue to bring this important programming to KBOO, to our listeners. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Molly and Mo are standing by at the telephones waiting to hear from you. We did hear during the labor radio hour, half hour, from Miranda, who is a new KBOO member. Are we going to make some noise here for her? Yes, and there's the cowbell from Portland. Thank you so much, Miranda. Miranda knows how important KBOO is, and it would be interesting to hear how she found out about KBOO. But if you're out there surfing the dial and land on KBOO and wonder what we're all about, please give us a call and to ask about us. Come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and check out the studio. You can walk right in, and we would welcome you and show you where your money's going. And Emma, what do you want? Do you want to add something?
Oh, sure. Well, it looks like we are at $47,312. So we are getting closer and closer by the hour to our goal of $64,444. But the only way that we're going to reach our goal is if you give us a call right now. You can reach us at 877-500-5266. Or you can pledge online at kboo.fm/give. But I just want to say that, you know, no matter what amount you give, any amount helps KBOO. We do not accept any corporate money. We only take money from, you know, we get money from foundations. We get money from individual pledges. We get money from members. We're a community radio station, and we're nonprofit. So we don't advertise. The only way that we can pay our electric bill, the only way that we can, you know, do things is through your pledges. So, you know, if you could give maybe you could give 1 hour of your wages a month. So, you know, like for me, I make $12 an hour. I work at a group home. So maybe you could give $12 an hour. That would be $144 a month. Maybe you make $20 an hour. You have a good living wage. So maybe you could give $240 a year or $20 a month. Whatever you can give, if you can just give $25, just a one-time pledge, do that. Just give, because it really means a difference. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Karen, do you want to close this out?
Yes, they can go online at kboo.fm. There's a big donate button that you can click on, or just go kboo.fm/give. Call us, 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, serving breakfast all day, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Way. Lunch was provided by New Taste of India, with multiple locations including 1810 Southwest 4th Avenue, serving North Indian dishes including lamb, chicken, and vegetarian choices. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday until 10 p.m., and Sunday, 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes.